Hi, welcome to another special episode. It's that time of the year again, my birthday, woofoo.
I would like to introduce
Sugar Lami. Before I go too far, let me introduce myself. Yeah, so for the past 2 years, I've been curating memoirs, you know. For my 30th birthday, I journaled every day of the month until I got to the 17th day. For last year,
I remember that.
I recorded something, also journaled. But this year, I decided to do something different. I said, okay, Namide, why don't you just listen to what people have to say? And yeah, this is what I got.
Baby.
Lami. She's very, very, very intelligent. Very responsive, easy to talk to, has a lot of depth to her. It's like her mind is always buzzing, the lights in her brain is always switched on. Very creative, very smart, always seeking out new ways to express. She's a great girl. I haven't known Lami for long, but she seems like somebody like I've known like already all my life. Like, can I actually share things with her? She's that approachable. That's the vibe that I get from her. She keeps it real. That's one thing I like about you, Lami. You keep it real. I really, really, really hope that you get to rest, you know, as you turn a year older. You understand the importance of, you know, chilling. It's very, very key, because when your brain is even more relaxed, you're more productive when it's time to get up and go. You know, every good day will come. Good things happen to good people, and you're a good person. So I'm sure that, you know, you're going to achieve everything that you set out to do. God, I give you all this, you know, wisdom and help you be able to express them and, you know, live through them, you know, successfully. But then you need to be able to know when it's time to chill. So she's a great girl. She's somebody that I would always, you know, yes, I'm available, ready to help, ready to listen, ready to learn from. And I always cheer on, because she's just as great stuff and she has an excellent vibe. So happy birthday, Lami, and have a wonderful, wonderful, productive year. And I know that all your dreams will come true.
Well, Lami Day is very, very intelligent. She's widely read, she's diverse, she knows a lot of stuff, but she's a walking encyclopedia. However, I think Olamide needs to learn to forgive more, learn to let go of stuff. You know, there are some relevant things that you don't really need to hold on to. For your own growth, for your own growth, for your own peace of mind, you have to learn to forgive people more. You have to learn to let go of stuff more. And you have to learn to make better choices.
Happy birthday, Olamide Agema. May the universe be always good to you. You are doing your best in contributing to the beauty of the world. Well, keep being you. Keep being the original you. Live your life to the fullest. Don't be afraid. There is always room for improvement, I believe. And whatever you do well in life will always take you to the top. All you have to do is just to be original. Keep being you. Live your life to the fullest. Happy birthday once again.
Okay, so, Lami Agema. Well, we know her as Olamide Agema. She's a beautiful lady. She's
baby.
She's everything you can think about a lady. And one thing about her, might be two or three or four, she takes everything in. She's the kind of a person that takes it in before letting it out. She soaks everything in, which is the job of a therapist. She soaks everything in and just let it out. A couple of things I would want her to stop doing is, you can't always do it by yourself. Have people to help you. Let people help you. Maybe people do and I don't know, but I feel There are certain times when you just want to do this, you want to do that, you want to do this. You can't always do it all by yourself. The world in itself cannot be done by itself. It needs people. So let people help you.
Hello, my name is Fala Diting Tokoluwa Pamlerayo. I've known Olamide since 1997 when we were in primary school. So I believe I could say quite a lot of things about her. She's such a wonderful person that inspires me personally a lot. She's very, very hardworking, and I can say she's self-resilient. Honestly, Olamide is an amazing person that would love to raise other people up in the best way she can. She's such a beautiful soul in a wonderful body. I would love to go on saying sweet things about Olamide. I think what she needs to work on is the fact that she's quite a workaholic. I believe she works morning and night. I don't think she has time to relax mentally. I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think she should take time to relax if there's any need for that. I think she really needs that. Earth is well, so happy birthday, Olamide. Wish you long life and prosperity. And I love you so very much.
Okay, thankfully, it was the voice note you requested. Alright. I think we, first of all, happy birthday. Wishing you the best life has got to offer. And may all your echoes be received positively by the universe. Going forward, what are you doing right? Well, I think you're going by the philosophy that life doesn't come with a manual. So I think you started doing you, and it's not about taking risk. I don't think you're taking risk like in the sense of taking risk, but you're living your life to the fullest, which is good. You're living your life to the fullest. So what I think you should do more of is, how would I put it? You are a creative, and you should do more of listening. Yeah, do more of listening. It will help you see. Jerry, two different things. The listening should help you hear more or understand more, but no, listening will open your third eye.
Happy birthday, Olamide. Being a lady I've known for many years, I like the fact that you are this type of honest, blunt and open-minded person. The positive vibes and energy you transmit shows how awesome you are. I actually believe you can be a better version of yourself. Divine wisdom, all-round success and long life are my wishes for you as you celebrate. Enjoy your day, stay safe, and cheers to a prosperous birthday.
What I think about Lami? Oh, Lami is a wonderful person. First, she is someone who is very, very lively. She's beaming with so many ideas, and I've observed her to be somebody that will settle out of all these ideas. She will settle for one, and she will ensure that she implements that particular idea she settles for and make it become fruitful and physical. And another thing I've seen, she is an open person. She wants to say it the way it is, whether you like it or not. And she doesn't like to pretend. She always wants to be herself. She will not be in a corner and, you know, come out and try to show hypocrisy or something. It's so easy to know who she is and where she stands. Yeah, I think I can say that about Lami.
Happy birthday, my talented Lamidi. Okay, I just wish you all the beautiful, beautiful things of life. Okay, I hope to see more books. I want to see you happy. I want you to see life. As in, I want you to enjoy life to the fullest, okay? I wish you greatness. And that's just it. Okay, enjoy yourself. Be you. Okay, I'm so proud of you.
Hi, cousin. Happy birthday in advance. I wasn't expecting you to ask me to do this, but I think I'll say a genuine person, you're kind, you've got listening here, and you're a good person in general, you know, you're a good person in general, you know, and you've got this soft personality in you, even though it's kind of it's a strong one, cool personality, but a strong personality at the same time that could be intimidating to others, you know. Yeah, but in general, you're a good person and continue being yourself. God bless.
Okay, so since we are saying things that we think about you, I've only met you on like 2 or 3 occasions. Yeah, and we didn't really talk much, but from a distance, you look like a calculated person. You're very calm. An observant person and very calculated. You don't appear to speak much, and when you do, you are quite soft spoken, and it's soothing whenever you talk. Then I like your taste in music too.
Lamide, she's a kind of person. If ever come across her, you love to be with. She's a whole vibe. She's the light in the darkness. She's a strength to the weak. I call her the future because she's the drive to the wheel for success, and she's a bunch of whole ideas. In fact, I'll never regret coming across to get know Lami, because she helped build part of my life that make me today know that yes, I'm a whole future altogether, because she built me, because she knows where it touches, she knows where it's dark, and she always comes with the vibe and the light she has to shine it upon every situation. And I believe that yes, with Lami, the world could be a better place to live. And today I am telling you that Lami is the future of our time. And I'm proud to get to know you, Lami. And I'm sending love from here, because you are the reason for the season. Come this time around, I pray that everybody who get to know you will feel the impact of getting to know Lami. This is from Sibrains.
Happy birthday to you, Lami. I wish you all the beautiful things of life. So let me go straight to the point. I like a lot of things about you, but maybe I don't have the time for it. So let me just say a few things that I like about you, Lami. You are a go-getter. You just go all out for whatever that is that you believe in. Your ideas, you just don't leave them as, oh, it's just an idea. You just go all out for it. You just walk towards it. And I'm very proud of you. You have beautiful, beautiful books out there, and it's beautiful to actually see you doing all of these things that you've always wanted to do, writing your book, and you know, just looking out for yourself. It's something that is applaudable, you know. And you are
baby.
You are human, you know, you allow yourself to be human, to feel, to, you're very expressive when it comes to things, when it comes to yourself, when it comes to your feelings. It's something that is very nice. It's not so, it's very rare, it's not so common these days where everybody try to mask their pain. And you're very smart. I mean, obviously, everybody would say that, oh, Lami is the smart champ. What I don't like about you, okay, actually I can't think about anything right now, but okay, maybe sometimes maybe you should, but then you shouldn't just see that one things certain things through, you know, but maybe sometimes you just like breathe, you know. I feel like it's important for you to just sometimes sit down when you have an idea, breathe a bit, look at it again, and ask yourself if this idea is actually if it's, I mean, whatever. So these days everything makes sense, you know, but maybe just sit down a little bit, ask yourself certain questions before, you know, you delve into certain things. But aside that, you know, it's also a good thing, you know. Many people would just say, okay, from sitting down to say, okay, let me think about this, let me think it through, you then start to lose interest. So, you know, you are a fantastic person, you are loving, you're caring, you go all out for yourself, and you're very, very supportive. You know, I have to give that to you. I wish you all the beautiful things of life. I wish you all the best in your life, and everything that you lay your hands on. Have a wonderful year. Cheers.
Happy birthday, Lami. I wish you all the good things of life. I wish you greatness. I wish you more success, more achievement. I like so many things about you, but I'm just going to keep this short and straight to the point. One, I like the fact that you're a go-getter. You know what you want, and you go for what you want. It takes a lot of courage to leave a particular source of income and go for what you actually want, which is amazing about you. It's actually inspiring. So I like that about you. I like that you're a fun person. I like that you don't take anything that serious, or you cruise madame. So I like that about you. Continue to be you. And I like the fact that you're always ready to help people, always ready to listen, always ready to help. I like that about you. Continue to be you. I wish you the best of the year. I wish you all of your heart desires. May God grant them unto you.
So I've known Olamide Agemo for years back then in the university. She is somebody with an intriguing personality. Intriguing in the aspect that what you read on the surface might not be who she really is. She's kind, she's nice, very intelligent. I can remember back then when she teaches us accounting with some fellow other students. I never expected or assumed that she would turn out to be a screenwriter, a storyteller. I'd always thought she would be someone who would be in the accounting field. All those people would be wearing suits and the rest. But since this is our birth month, I wish her every success she desires and more opportunities for her.
Happy birthday to Lami in advance. The Lami I know, although not quite long that I actually know her, but a lot of people around her have been saying a very wonderful thing about her as a go-getter, someone that is always ready to help. And when I actually met her as well, and I was one of those people that actually attended a hangout that he always organized, I saw more of her, and I think she's a kind-hearted person. And though I've not stayed too long with her, so I may not be able to say something about the other side, but as we get closer the more, maybe I may be able to say something on the other side. But based on her character, I believe is someone that is always ready to help, and someone that one should be with. She's kind and she's always ready to take up responsibility, even when other people are trying to, you know, shy.
first of all. Happy birthday, Lami. Happy birthday. So, Lami and I, we go way back, should I say, 10 years now. And then in 10 years, I've seen a total shift. I've seen a total movement of a girl grow into a lady. Lami is wired differently in the sense that the moment you know how to use your mind, people begin to see you as different, as the weird one. But accepting to use your mind and then using it actually, that's a great power for any human to have. And Lami has that already. So anything she does, I know it's from a place of the soul and spirit, not just because, I say the externalities, the physical externalities, like the human beings and then the structures succumbed out to it. So one thing I know about Lami is she has welcomed her mind. She knows how to use her mind. She's a powerful woman, brilliant woman. And then she has learned to accept the way she sees the world through her own eyes, irrespective of and then she's always open to constructive criticism. She's not a one-eared person. She absorbs all of it, works on all of it, and then she finds a perfect bridge to come to where she needs to be. About what she needs to work on, just continue killing it. So happy birthday, Lami. We're proud of you. And then for the Lami and Friends Initiative, that's a beautiful thing to come up with. It takes a lot of guts to do something like that, so we really appreciate that, giving us a platform to express ourselves, to express that child in the closet, that little boy hiding, the little girl hiding. So bringing it to helping us, giving us a platform for us to express the child in us and all of that. So thank you very, very much. Happy birthday, Lami.
Lami is a beautiful, brilliant-minded person. Her outlook on life, her insights, her ability to see beyond the outward appearance of a person, her ability to see within a person is something that is so unique and so amazing, and one of the things that I like about her. Happy birthday, Lami.
Thank you. All of these words have meant quite a lot, and I'm excited to share this with you. I mean, having to hear what people have to say about me, that was quite intense. It was quite intense. I'd work every day to make myself into a better version, and I'll continue to rest. And when it's time for me to forgive, I'd also forgive. And what else? Yeah, I'm taking birthday gifts, Ejo, Ebawa, you know. If you want to tip me something, you can hit the linktree/ Olamide Agemo to tip me. Okay, so I would also like to invite you to the Bonfire Night with Lami and Friends. It's coming up on the 23rd of July, 2022 at the Avista Beach, Lagos, Okunaja, Lagos, 7 p.m. till dawn. And get yourself a ticket at tix.africa/discover/bonfire237. It's going to be an amazing night out by the water to bond with people, to therapize, to talk about pain, to get rid of pain. We're going to have games. We're going to have therapy sessions, different kinds of therapy. It's going to be so amazing. You don't want to miss this for anything in the world. Just get yourself a ticket at tix.africa/discover/bonfire237. Thank you. Happy birthday to me again. I'm excited. Okay.